Hello, and thank you for listening to Pastor Phil's podcast from W Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. And now, Pastor Phil.
My podcast today is about a man named Samson. I think there's a little bit of Samson in all of us and a whole lot of Samson in most of us. One of the things that we learn from Samson's life is that sin will always take us further than we want to go. Samson was chosen by God to do something special. From birth, he was dedicated as a Nazarene, which meant he could not drink or have any contact with grapes. He could not touch a dead body, and he could not cut his hair. But Samson, like most of us, had human flaws. Samson was supposed to deliver the nation of Israel from the Philistines, but he did some stupid things before he did that. First, he was in the wrong place looking for the wrong thing. One of Samson's many faults was that he liked the ladies. Eventually, that led to his downfall and his death. On the outside, he looks like a man of God, but on the inside, he's a man controlled by his lust. The other weakness that Samson had was his temper. He could not control his temper. He let revenge begin to rule his life. The Philistines do something, then Samson does something. Then they respond, and Samson ratchets up his response. And they do something again, and Samson goes commando. Each time he gets more serious and bloodier. When you try to seek revenge for wrongs done to you, you set into motion an unending cycle of violence. The only way to get off the treadmill of terror is to not seek revenge, but instead to offer forgiveness. But Samson could not do that. In the end, it cost him his sight and his life. Samson was called by God, but he didn't always follow or listen to God. Much like many of us today, he did things his way.
This is Pastor Phil. Thanks for listening.